Some of the most prolific spreaders of conspiracy theories and a cast of other pro-Trump speakers come together once or twice per month before crowds of thousands across this country. It is called the Reawaken America Tour. Speakers push warnings about elections and vaccines, and many call for evangelical Christianity to dominate American politics and culture. NPR's Lisa Hagan attended the tour's most recent stop in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, and she's with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What made you want to pay close attention to what this tour is doing?
This is an active subculture supporting Donald Trump's Republican Party. If you go to these things, you know about it. If you don't, you may not realize, but they are linked to a lot of Republican candidates and far-right media. It's like a message board come alive and turned into a political organizing rally.
Well, what is it like to be there?
It is part Christian revival, part QAnon MAGA Expo, and part political rally. This one was at a gigantic sports complex. Organizers told me just under 5,000 people came. Tickets go for $250 or $500 for VIP front row seats.
Wow.
It's got big name speakers in MAGA world, like former President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, MyPillow CEO, Mike Lindell, Trump advisor Roger Stone, Trump's son Eric. There are meet and greets with all of these people, and lately also baptisms and casting out of demons. It's 20 plus hours of nonstop preaching and speeches like this.
They don't even understand the fact that we are in a war, and this is the battle of our lifetime.
You can't stop my son, who is the rightful president, and his name is Donald Trump.
Oh, they're Christian nationalists. So what? Good. Good. I own it. I'm proud of it.
There were almost 70 presenters when I went, and each tour stop is an opportunity for all of them to reach each other's audiences.
When you come to things like this and you hear speakers, what you're really being given, you're being given talking points, ideas, new ways to express what you believe in.
The show is organized and emceed by a man from Oklahoma named Clay Clark. He's a former wedding DJ turned podcaster. And when the pandemic hit, Clark started holding his own local anti-lockdown gatherings. He connected with Michael Flynn in spring 2021. This is their 16th tour stop. Here's Clark.
I don't take any income or salary from these events. And I do that because I'm not trying to get rich. I'm not trying to make this a firebrand. I'm trying to save this nation.
Plenty of money is changing hands here, though. Carson Massey sells vibrating platforms you can stand on instead of exercising.
10 minutes on this equal to an hour at the gym.
They go for $3,300 a pop. And Massey tells me they sell about $150 on an average day here. Gina Paith specializes in protective Velcro pouches for your cell phone.
It blocks the 5G radiation coming off your phone.
But not everyone is here to sell a product. Everett Triplett wears a crisp white cowboy hat and hands out a free booklet explaining the way God showed him a massive nuclear attack on the United States is imminent. No donations accepted.
Passionate people are easily talked out of their money. When it comes to the things they're passionate about, they're generous. And so all these T-shirts, political stuff that has on it, the content that makes them go, they like it. They spend money.
In the back of his booklet are research recommendations, which include the Protocols of the Elders of Zion, a notorious century-old anti-Semitic hoax. It's themes of a secret Jewish plot for global domination and specifically preying on children all echo in the conspiracy theories of today.
This is a war on religion. This is a war on the children.
This is Mark Abraham's second time at a Reawaken event.
And when you come to these places, you feel at home. You really do feel like you're in and amongst good people. And that's a big difference.
Abraham says outside this space, there are no civil conversations, just accusations of racism and homophobia. With his next breath, he starts telling me about a hypothetical family trip. A warning for listeners here, he's about to use violent, transphobic language.
and my granddaughter goes in, and I see a masculine-looking woman going into that bathroom, I'm stopping them. And if that person has not completed their transformation, I will physically finish it for them.
He also tells me he follows the golden rule, and I ask how that squares with his violent threats.
I square that with the golden rule because if you know right from wrong.
In reality, transgender people were murdered at record numbers in the last 2 years, and they faced disproportionately high rates of assault and other forms of abuse. Later, I ask Clay Clark, the organizer, about what Abraham said and the prominent theme of trans and homophobia I heard all weekend. I ask if he takes any responsibility for the messages his audience hears about evil, demons, pedophiles. After a lot of back and forth, he finally says this.
I agree with what you just said.
Yeah.
I think you saw it in Nazi Germany. You put a star on people and you dehumanize them. I also, not you, but people were dehumanized. I also think putting a mask on someone is dehumanizing.
That's the same comparison Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene publicly apologized for making last year. She said she knows the remark is offensive. Here at the Reawaken Tour, many agree with the analogy. Clark says for now, he plans to continue these events well into next year.
Reporting from NPR's Lisa Hagen, who's still on the line. And Lisa, listening, I can tell that many people like being at these events, but gosh, they seem pretty pricey. What kind of people are they drawing in?
Most of these folks identify as Christians, but a number I talked to told me they've left their church communities. I talked to Anthea Butler of the University of Pennsylvania, who thinks the pandemic did a lot to displace people from churches. And events like Reawaken and other pro-Trump rallies are filling that gap.
So all of those things that people get sociologically from church, connection, validation, affirmation.
Add in election denial, vaccine, and anti-government conspiracism, and it's a very potent mix that Butler says the Republican Party has largely embraced.
There's always been people who have thought about, you know, what is going to happen in the end times, or when is the world going to come to end? The real question you want to ask is, why aren't they talking about that anymore?
She says the focus has evolved to taking power now. Most everyone at the Reawaken event say they're going to vote next week, but I also heard at least one speaker say that God is unconventional and doesn't need an election for Donald Trump to become president.
And NPR's Lisa Hagen, thanks so much.
Thanks, Steve.